Each Thursday, we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. We're catching up with Mayor Sue Moore this morning. Sue, how are we doing? How are we coping after the floods last week?
Yeah, we're into clean-up mode, recovery mode after the floods. We all breathe a sigh of relief when the water starts dropping. You never know how high it's going to get. This was the highest flood that we've had in the last four major flood events.
Right.
And it peaked at 13.16 at 7 p.m. on the Wednesday evening, so half a metre higher than the flood last November. So it's good that we've been now declared natural disaster, so we can get in and assess all of those things that need to be cleaned up, and people can apply for grant funding if they're eligible for that assistance from the state government.
How's the recovery process going in Singleton at the moment after the floods?
Look, there's a lot of roads that are closed and damage to roads that need to be assessed. There's some that are still struggling. I understand we have access for everyone now, whether it's, it obviously still needs to be worked on, particularly in areas out Putty. Also out Mount Royal, they received quite a whacking. On Tuesday night at the council meeting, council supported to fund the waste disposal for people that are needing to take flood waste to the waste management facility. So there'll be more information coming out how that's going to work, and that'll include a reimbursement for those people that have already taken to the facility, waste management facility. So
that'll
keep
help.
An eye out for the council information as to how to access that if people need that. They're just working through with the contractors how that service can be best offered to those that need it.
All right. And also on Tuesday night, there was a discussion about the Tidy Towns Awards?
Yes, Tidy Towns Awards. It's absolutely great to have Tidy Towns Group come to the council chamber with all the awards that they'd won. So we took out the most sustainable town in our category for New South Wales, which is absolutely amazing given that the amount of slogging we get for being a coal town. So it just goes to demonstrate that you can be a sustainable town and also have all those mining jobs that are in our town. So well done to the Tidy Towns Committee for not only putting those submissions together but following through. I know when the judge came to Singleton, he was very impressed with not only Singleton itself, but also the Singleton community and the level of commitment and enthusiasm. We're looking forward to, of course, the national awards, which I understand are towards the end of July. So
yeah,
we're fingers crossed for hoping we take out the national award for our category. And then, of course, Singleton will be hosting the New South Wales Awards in November. Special thanks to Lynn McBain, who's carried the brunt of the work with writing submissions and getting that all in place.
Congratulations and well done to Lynn McBain. We spoke to her a month or so ago. She's truly passionate about that. And also, very quickly, next week you've got an employment forum.
So we're teaming up with the business in Singleton again and delivering a program that's called Australian Government's Local Jobs Program. So that's future-proof festival special event. So it's funded from the Resources for Region program.
Right.
It'll be Singleton Diggers next Wednesday, the 23rd, from 11 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. So it's open to anyone looking for jobs, advice on careers, training, scooting school leavers, people entering the workforce, those wanting to transition, mature workers, unemployed people, vulnerable community people, local workers. Anybody that would like to increase their skills, look at other opportunities and wishing to maybe leave the employment and start something else or their own business, a great opportunity to find out about not only jobs in mining and hospitality and health, but also a variety of other industries. So it's a really great opportunity to come along and be involved in what could be the jobs, or what will be the jobs of our future.
If, unlike Sue and myself, you're not happy with your job, there's a chance to be able to pivot perhaps into the future. What do you reckon, Sue?
Yep, absolutely, for sure. But it really is a great opportunity and very exciting, and I hope it's well supported because it should be, because people are always talking about we need to plan for the future, we need to think about jobs and evolution and,
yes.
and yeah, this sort of thing starts with these sort of discussions and information as to what's available for people and what interests people. There has you have to be able to be interested in going to work and not just a drudgery. So
absolutely.
If you're at all interested, book your free ticket and find out more on the council website.
If you love your job, you never work a day in your life, do you, Sue?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And thank you as always. We will catch up a couple of weeks. Thanks for having a chat.
No worries, Andrew. Thank you.